another episode of the I Am Inside Track with your host, Dennis Becker.
Whether you're an entrepreneur or a writer by practice, you're always looking for ways to grow your brand, impact and help your audience, and make more money. It's important to you that your audience views you as an expert that they can turn to time and time again. Whether you're new to the business of writing, or you're looking for a great way to break into your niche, or you're interested in expanding your presence, Kindle Publishing is an extremely smart way to do it. When you publish books for Kindle, you get access to Amazon's customers, the power behind their ebook recommendations engine, the esteem that comes from being a published author, and more. Amazon has an extremely popular ebook service that stands far above the rest, and it's just smart business to take advantage of it. Every day, there are people looking for and buying books related to your topic on Kindle. It might as well be your book that they're buying. I imagine there are two different kinds of people reading this right now. The first type sees Kindle Publishing as just another leg to their business. They want more visibility and to catch more customers or clients with a wider net. The other type of person reading this right now is a writer and plans to create an entire income stream by publishing their words to Kindle. The fact is that either one can work. They can even work together. You can earn a full-time income on Kindle or using it to grow your list, make more sales of your off-Kindle products and services, and become more visible in your niche. Or you can focus exclusively on publishing on Kindle and earn a fantastic income, so let that sink in for a moment. It will, of course, take a lot of smart marketing and consistent releases to make that happen. It's especially important that you choose a popular niche on Kindle if you want to rely on it for your income. Writing and releasing high-quality books is absolutely the most important part of being successful with Kindle Publishing. You have to put your audience of readers first at all times. I'll say it again because it's so important. The number one most important part of your being successful on Kindle is consistently releasing high-quality books that are a perfect match for your target audience. If you can write one Kindle book every 7 days like I teach, you very quickly build up an impressive library of books for the people in your niche to buy. Just as an example, there are 52 weeks in a year. You could have around 50 books published by the end of this year. Even if each book only earns $50 a month, you have a near full-time income. Now, that's definitely an oversimplified example. Some of your books will sell much more, some will sell less, especially if you haven't paid attention to what's already selling well on Kindle. The 80-20 principle applies here. Depending on your number of reviews, Kindle optimization efforts, and marketing efforts, you might sell just one copy of a book each month. If you do it right and focus on building momentum, single book could earn you full-time income each month. You have to study other successful Kindle publishers and pay attention to certain things outside of the scope that you're reading right now, such as building a mailing list, getting a lot of reviews, building a street team of loyal readers, and so on. With that said, what you read in these pages are most important. You have to release high-quality books consistently to win at this game. I mainly focused on writing nonfiction books on and off Kindle. I'm a lifetime entrepreneur with several great income streams, including a newer focus on Kindle, and I'm assuming that you're in a similar position or want to be. Nonfiction books can be quick and easy to write, and they really do help people in many different ways. This is a business you can feel good about because you get to help people solve their problems and see things in new ways. It cracks me up when people are in awe of the fact that I publish so many books and info products on Kindle, but mostly off of Kindle. I've been publishing books online for longer than Kindle's been around. Over the years, I made an incredible income with my content month after month. Now I'm working to release more of my catalog in Kindle to take advantage of the Amazon magic and to reach a wider audience. Opportunities like Kindle Select and Kindle Unlimited offer even more incentive to focus on the strategy to build up my catalog. Is there anything different or special about me that makes it possible for me to do this? No, I don't even necessarily consider myself to be a professional writer. I'm an entrepreneur at heart. Still, releasing content is a huge, huge part of my business. It's important to me to help people. I tend to write books related to helping people with personal success, mindset, and business strategy. I think it helps that for me, writing nonfiction isn't just about the money. It's about helping people. I think that's an important attitude for you to adopt as well. You have to actually publish to be successful. In order to be successful on Kindle or any other ebook platform, you actually have to write and release content. That's the part so many people miss. They read book after book on how to be successful by self-publishing, but they never actually stop and publish anything. They constantly consume content instead of constantly creating content. This is frustrating, and you're really holding yourself up. You're not doing yourself any favors by learning and studying and never releasing anything at all. I think many people neglect to actually go ahead and publish anything on Kindle because they think it's too big of a task. The thought of writing a book causes most people to go wide-eyed. I get it. There's something very intimidating about sitting down and staring at that blank cursor on the page. People are scared away from writing and publishing, even when they're writing a shorter book of around just 10,000 to 15,000 words. Soon, that word count, and word counts far beyond it, will seem like a piece of cake to you. I promise you that you're going to be able to write an amazing nonfiction book for Kindle in around 7 days after you read and follow this method. You can either follow my day-to-day schedule exactly, or you can use what I teach to create the writing schedule that'll work for you. The important thing is that I'm going to cut away everything that's making you fearful of writing and publishing. Will your life, business, and income change if you can release a new book every 7 days? There are no guarantees, but I really do think so. I think you can change your life by self-publishing on Kindle, and it makes me happy that you're ready to do it. This is a great time for writers and entrepreneurs, and you're leaving money and exposure on the table if you ignore this opportunity. You don't have to be the world's best writer to write for Kindle. It doesn't matter whether you've ever written a book or not. This is an amazing opportunity. One of the main ways I made a lot of money over the years has been writing and releasing many information products, mainly ebooks, online. Selling these ebooks on my own sites has meant a lot of finding and working with joint venture partners, contacting and managing affiliates, writing and managing my own sales pages, dealing with merchant accounts and product delivery, and so on. Honestly, it's a lot. It's been worth it, but there are a lot of moving pieces to running a business based on selling info products to people. Publishing on Kindle eliminates most of that hassle. I'm not going to stop publishing and selling the other way. It's how I make a large chunk of my income, but Kindle offers a much lower barrier to entry, in my opinion. They host your sales page. They manage any affiliates who want to promote your book. They drive the customers and recommend your book, and so on. If you're someone who loves to write to please and help an audience, publishing on a Kindle is just an easier way to do that. Again, I love releasing my own info products and can't see myself giving that part of my business up. However, the process is often daunting and scary to those who haven't done it before, so much so that they shy away from it altogether. You can definitely make a lot of money by releasing your own info products from your own sales pages if you want to, but it's just smart to also, or only, release books through Amazon Kindle. You get to tap into their huge audience. You don't have to write complicated sales letters. Their sales pages are optimized already. You just need to upload your file, create a cover, or have one created for you, write a description, set some keywords, and choose your categories. The hard part is writing your book, and I'm going to make sure that it's very easy for you. When you're ready, you can also focus on getting more Amazon reviews, building a street team, optimizing your categories and keywords, and all that other fun stuff. But write first, study those who are successful in your niche, and then worry about optimization. Amazon desperately wants people to self-publish on their site because it's in their best interest to be the best ebook game in town. They want independent authors to fill their pages with new books for sale. Amazon's number one goal is to make their customers happy. If you're writing unique, very high-quality nonfiction books, you'll make sales, and Amazon will reward you by showcasing your book to more people via their book rankings. Now, you have to know that you're probably not going to be able to just publish one book on Amazon and make dozens of sales instantly. You have to really build up momentum in your Amazon account with frequent releases. There are some great books on Kindle marketing that can help you as well. Steve S.J. Scott has some good ones, for example. When you have a substantial catalog, work on getting more reviews, buying ads, building your list, and so on. But you have to get the content ready before you deal with that stuff. That's exactly what you'll be doing by writing a book every 7 days if you write short books very quickly like I recommend you do in nonfiction categories when you're first starting out. You write your books faster or slower if you want, as long as you know that you need to choose hot topics, focus on what Amazon's customers and the people in your niche want, and release frequently. Open up your mind to this opportunity. There's a reason you're interested in writing nonfiction books for Kindle. Maybe you dream of diving through piles of cash. Maybe you want to expand your brand so you can be found everywhere the people in your niche are, which definitely includes Amazon. There's nothing standing in your way. All you need is a word processor and the motivation to push through no matter what. Make it your goal to put everything else aside so you can write and publish your book starting this week. Make it happen, even if you're feeling doubtful right now. Signing off for now, this has been Dennis Becker.
Thanks for listening. For more, visit the IAMInsideTrack.com.